Radio Prague News.
Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas, whose party campaigned against higher taxes in the general elections, has acknowledged that tax hikes may prove inevitable. The caretaker finance minister has rejected accusations that he had overstepped his mandate at a meeting of EU finance ministers in Luxembourg this week. And President Václav Klaus has vetoed a lottery bill that would have given municipalities greater powers in licensing various forms of gambling. Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas, whose party campaigned against higher taxes in the general elections, has acknowledged that tax hikes may prove inevitable if the country wants to rein in the public finance deficit and introduce health and pension reforms. Following several rounds of talks with his potential coalition partners, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, Mr. Nečas said his party was ready to consider raising the lower VAT rate or introducing a unified 19% VAT. All three parties have stressed that higher taxes should be the last austerity measure considered if cost-cutting measures in the public sector prove insufficient. The planned shake-up in the public sector will involve cutting both jobs and investments. The caretaker finance minister, Eduard Janota, has rejected accusations that he had overstepped his mandate at a meeting of EU finance ministers in Luxembourg this week. Mr. Janota came under fire from President Klaus and the Civic Democratic Party for having thrown his weight behind a proposal that the EU should have control over national budgets. Mr. Janota countered that while he had expressed an opinion on the subject, there had been no vote on the issue and no decision had been taken. The proposal will now be discussed by heads of state and government of EU member states. President Václav Klaus on Wednesday vetoed a lottery bill that would make it possible for municipalities to have a say in the licensing process for lotteries and video lottery terminals on their territory. The president's spokesman said Mr. Klaus viewed the proposed legislation as a populist move ahead of the general elections, which, if implemented, would do more harm than good. The largest Czech lottery firm Saska said it was considering leaving the country over the legislation. Since the term of the outgoing lower house has officially ended, the legislation will now fall under the table. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should bring a heat wave in which afternoon highs are expected to reach 34 degrees Celsius. Meteorologists have issued a heat storm warning for Wednesday and Thursday. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.